Trish and Nicole and their expert guests are here to answer all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Candid discussions and stories of the latest trends and greatest gadgets. From dry vagina to frozen faces, Aesthetics Uncensored, where nothing is off limits.
It's Trish Hammond here on the Aesthetics Uncensored podcast, and today I'm joined by Dr. John Flood. Now, he's a leading plastic and reconstructive surgeon based in Sydney, and Dr. Flood specialises in cosmetic plastic surgery. Now, he offers a comprehensive range of surgical and non-surgical procedures across multiple Sydney locations, and today we're going to talk about scars and how to minimise them. So welcome, Dr. Flood.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Trish.
Nice to meet you too. I've been looking forward to meeting you, so this is great. So tell us, first of all, we're going to talk about the Stratoderm today.
Yes.
And you use it in your clinic?
Exclusively.
Yeah, right. So tell us, first of all, what do you love about it? What's the best thing about it?
Look, I've been using silicone oils ever since I started practice over 20 years ago. Having been introduced to silicone and silicone polymers when I worked in Texas as a fellow. And what I've found over the years is the silicones, without question, aid with scar fading much earlier and aid with scar flattening. And there's good science to back that up. In fact, years ago, there was a product called Scar Fade, which no longer exists. And it was based on the fact that it was shown, scientifically showed, that patients who use that silicone oil at 3 months, their scars would have faded quicker than the scars that otherwise didn't use that cream. And what we also now know, it's just not a matter of having a scar fading, because yes, I understand people don't like a red scar and having to camouflage with makeup, but this data certainly shows that if you look at a scar that fades quicker, that scar in the longer term will always be better than the scar that took much longer to fade. And that's why concepts of vascular laser have been brought in to hasten the resolution of redness for the long-term scar result. You can achieve most of that with a silicone oil. I've used Stratoderm because when I was introduced to it, I found it's a lovely polymer to use because we're tactile beings. Mm-hmm. So you go and put a cream on you and it feels tacky and sticky, and 10 minutes later, it's still there. You want to wash it off or it's annoying you. Also, you don't want to have something that you put on your skin, especially on your face, that looks like, oh, you've had a snail crawl across your face. And a lot of silicone products do that. And they tend to be a little bit thick. I grew up with Perkins paste as a kid. And if you go and put Perkins paste on, you end up having this thick white thing that no lovely lady could put a bit of makeup on over the top, let alone a male would be like, what have you left on your face? Mm-hmm. Stratoderm, I found of all the products I've used in recent years, when you put it on, it disappears within 10 minutes. 10 minutes later, there's no residual oiliness. 3, you can put some makeup over it. And 4, it provides lovely hydration. And then the final thing I thought, well, if it's got all that, it's going to be more expensive than the other products. In fact, it's the cheapest one, if not second cheapest one on the market. So for cost effectiveness, I can in conscience say to my patients, you're using a great product and the pricing is very fair and competitive.
Yeah, right.
Compared to some other products who have most probably not as similar good qualities, but charge twice the price. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you're right about the way it feels, because it is very light and it feels almost silky, I guess, you know, and it doesn't leave that yucky, sticky feeling afterwards, because you touch it, it's a little bit silky.
Agree, exactly. And yeah. I was sold on when someone just, one of the reps rubbed on the back of my hand and said, how do you feel that? And I said, oh, yeah, I don't feel tacky. And certainly later on that day after operating, I felt the back of my hand thinking, gee, it just feels actually quite smooth. I could see it even as a hydrating agent. So that's the other concept. You know, there's a lot of science, you know, the smarter people than me understand how it works. Mm. But what I explain to my patients is that's what we're trying to achieve, reduce the redness quicker. If we can do that, you don't have to camouflage it. Also, when you look in a mirror, you're not thinking about that operation. Oh, there's that red scar. You've moved on. You've forgotten about it, because life is about moving on rather than ruminating still in the moment of that operation 3 months, 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Also flattening that scar. And also if the scar is flatter and paler, it doesn't feel as tight, because that tightness when someone's smiling feeling a bit of pulling is terrible. That woodiness, or medical term is induration, but woodiness is that firmness in the tissues. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And I saw a lady this morning who forgot to use her StrataDerm, who was busy, COVID, anxious. I understand it. But even at 4 months, her tissues were quite woody. And she admitted that, yes, when we'd used her surgery with StrataDerm a year before on another area in her cheek, she felt within a couple of months it was quite soft. And there's no question about it. There was still a lot of induration.
Yeah.
Because the science shows it does seem to stimulate the silicones, more mature type collagen to be made. Mm-hmm. And more mature type adult collagen isn't as vascular. It doesn't tend to look like a cumulus nimbus cloud in the sky. It tends to look like the more cirrus clouds where everything's laying down as parallel bundles. So that accounts for why the scar tends to be flatter. And also just it doesn't account for the sort of the tightness too.
And, you know, even what you said with the lady that didn't use it, it's a commitment for the patient as well. You do have to use it. Is it morning? Is it twice a day or just once a day?
Twice a day. The reason being is that some people obviously wash, they might put it on and then have a shower in the afternoon, and a vigorous scrub could, you know, take it off. So I usually encourage patients to use it twice a day. You don't need much. It's very economical. Just put a pinhead on, wipe it over. 10 minutes later, if it feels greasy, you're just putting too much on, wasting it. Theoretically, it does hang around on the skin for up to 30 hours. So for patients who say, well, look, you know, I just put it on after my shower in the morning, then there's no harm just putting it on once a day. There's no harm with that at all. You're not sort of being behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
I used to say to patients, use it for 3 months, because most scars, if you use it for 3 months, by about 3 months, most scars have started to fade and feel soft and people have moved on.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of nasal reconstruction and cheek flapped, where those scars can take much longer to sort of fade and heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a run of patients where I've seen them at the 3 months say, look, everything's okay, going great guns. Let's see at the 6 month mark. And they'll come in and I'll think, gee, I really can't remember where I've made my incisions now. Everything's blending so well.
Wow.
And when I've asked them, going, gee, you're doing well, you know, they'll say, oh, look, do I need to buy some more StrataDerm? And I go, oh, you're still using it. They go, yeah, I've been still using it. You didn't tell me to stop. I thought, oh, okay. It's interesting. Those scars at 6 months, the ones who have been using continue with the StrataDerm and continue with some massage and percussing, I think they get a better result. So I'm now telling my patients 3 months is just a stock standard. If you want to continue on the, I would say from my impression of watching patients, that prolonged use for up to 6 months, because in truth, scars all take at least a year fully remodel. There's no harm. In fact, there's only an upside, you know, and there's a, you know, it's a pretty reasonable cost, you know, a little tube, $30, which will last you for 3 months. You know, that's pretty economical.
It's true. And I think the secret is as well is to not use, exactly what you said, don't put too much, because otherwise it is sticky and it's not going to do a better job because you're putting more.
No, that's it. That's it. You just need a very thin film, you know, because also we know it sort of maintains hydration of the tissues. Bad scars tend to, for whatever reason, dehydrate, lay down all these metalloproteinases in the tissues. As soon as you really hydrate the skin and the scar tissue, all of a sudden how the scar decides to mature itself is very different.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So when you talk about scars with your patients, what advice do you give to them? So, like, obviously the StrataDerm, you were talking about percussion. Is that a musical instrument?
Well, I'm very much that I used to do a lot of hand surgery for years when I worked at St. Vincent's. And hand surgery is the ultimate in understanding nerve regeneration. You know, fingertip injury where someone can't use their fingertip is devastating for them. So we learn from understanding the hand and the neural anatomy of the fingertip injuries and how the brain has to rewire ourselves. Because ultimately, if you think your hands and this, you know, your face, it has no feeling per se. It's the brain's representation of its tentacles extending out into the face and the head. So on a face, patients who have had injury after an operation, it's just not the scar that's remodeling. There's blood vessels regrowing into the area and also nerves. Nerves have to regenerate. So the problem is sometimes a scar that is quite thick, woody, the soft tissues are indurated. The poor little nerve endings that are regrowing in there to reconnect to the little receptors for temperature, touch, pressure, vibration, pain receptors, they can malfire if they're caught in this sort of terrible storm of scar.
Mm-hmm.
The trick is to get the scar tissue looked after so the storm calms down, so you've got calmer waters, so that the nerve endings that are growing in there can sort of grow within normal tissue rather than this woody, hard scar
thick
tissue.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because the nerve endings will get caught up, they won't reconnect with proper receptors. And ultimately the brain, you know, central program is thinking, well, how do we make do with all this sort of injury here? We've got to put an interpretation. Mm-hmm. You know, the tissues that some people describe their scars feeling tight, some people describe as pulling, some people describe firmness. There's all a name that the brain's trying to work out. Mm-hmm. But unless we re-educate the nerve endings to how they regrow in there, the brain will always default to a pain receptor
because mm-hmm.
the brain just thinks we don't want to re-injure that site. Something's going on, so let's just make it painful so you don't injure it again. Mm-hmm. Moving on, this is a teleological viewpoint.
Yeah.
So moving on, we don't want to be like ancient mammals where that's a torn injury, we don't want to tear it again.
Mm-hmm.
We want to move on. So if you massage the tissues, you're going to stimulate, get rid of the fluid in the tissues, that extra fluid stimulates more immature scar tissue cells to form,
mm-hmm.
the very thing that Strataderm is trying to help avoid.
Mm-hmm.
So physical massage gets rid of the fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Physical massage, firm pressure, stimulates deep pressure receptors. So mm-hmm. the brain is now starting to be aware of deep pressure as a sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the Strataderm on is light pressure. It's a light application. Mm-hmm. So pressure receptors are being stimulated. Next thing is the temperature receptors. I tell people, put something hot, put something cold on it. You'll do that when you have a shower, washing mm-hmm. your face. That stimulates temporary receptors. And percussion, people often forget vibration receptors.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when we go over a bump in a car, you get a jolt, sometimes something can be sore. That's
yep.
vibration stimulate. So we've got to stimulate the vibration receptors. So if I take my patients through all that scar modality, then the brain will say, thank God, I don't have to default to a pain receptor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, people can have persistent discomfort in a scar. So I encourage them to work through, massage, percuss, hot water, cold water, use your Strataderm, because ultimately it's dealing with an injury. It's just
yeah.
not the scar. There's the whole holistic approach that the person's mind has got to be settled to. There's a scar on the brain. The brain's recognized there was an injury to my face. I'm looking at it. The person moves on much better when everything feels okay, it looks okay. They move on. That's mm-hmm. what we should do.
Yeah. You know, really interesting. Like, I love, no one's ever explained that about scars to me, by the way. Because, so if someone, say, for example, how do I explain this? So, if you do have a scar that's old, can you kind of regenerate and, you know, can you kind of fix that pain receptor thing? If you've got a scar that's causing pain that's years old, can that be fixed again by utilizing the thing, or once it's done, so you've got to get in early, hey?
You've got to get in early
yeah.
because it's the odds, you know, you get in early, you're not behind the eight ball. If mm-hmm. you're behind the eight ball, there's a lot of catch up because
yeah.
ultimately we adapt and the brain will rewire.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think sometimes it's so hard that you can have I see a lot of people for scar revisions. And often it's because the scar is still pink. I'm thinking, I don't need to cut the scar and make a red scar again,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Did you use Strataderm? Did you mass? Oh no, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I didn't have time. So in those situations, you know, get someone to have a bit of laser. If someone sees me and says, oh, I got this painful scar, then often I will find out that they didn't do the massage or percussion.
Yeah.
It was just they worried about the scar, putting mm. something on it, and then mm. that's it.
Yeah.
So you've got to get that network wiring very early after
yeah.
injury. If not, there's often an inflammation that's still going on
mm-hmm.
or a maladaptive wiring.
Yep.
Like, it'd be like me rewiring my house. It'd mm-hmm. be like, where's the electrician?
Yep.
Sometimes you've just got to go in there, excise the scar tissue, get into some virginal tissue
mm-hmm.
and restart the process again.
Yeah,
but that's
right.
a big process for
yeah.
people, especially if they're a year or two down the track,
yeah,
to sort
totally.
Of open up Pandora's box.
Yeah, well, that's actually quite a mind-blowing discovery for me, because I have this thing that's been happening to me. So I was like, oh my God, that's what it is. So tell us, when patients don't adhere to your post-op regime, like, I guess you can't do anything, can you? Can't smack them.
My dad was a surgeon and he said, John, you can only lead a horse to water.
Yeah.
And he said, our job is, you know, doctor is Latin for teacher. Mm-hmm. So we are there to teach our patients.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to teach patients what I believe is true, what the literature shows. So
yeah.
I believe in evidence-based medicine, and I impart that knowledge to the patient. Mm. If they choose to take that on board, fantastic. If they don't,
you can't do anything
self-will,
about that.
Self-will.
Yep, that's
so
true.
And as long as they own it, so I'll tell everybody, I'll give you good advice. I believe what I, and every year I try to update that to make sure I'm relevant. Yep. But if someone doesn't take it on board, I'll say, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you've got to own that.
Yeah.
So if you see me in 3 months and the scars, this or that, and you mm-hmm. haven't looked after your skincare regimen, if you haven't done your massage, haven't mm-hmm. used your silicone oil like StrataDerm, then you've got to own that.
Yeah, exactly. It could have been a better result. That's so true. I'm guilty of that myself. So, you know, you mentioned before about using it for, you know, 3 months, and some people can have actually used it for 6 months and you know, it could guesstimate probably have a slightly better result. But when does a person know that they can stop using it?
Yeah, good question. Usually my endpoint is once the scar has faded and doesn't feel firm. So as soon as I sometimes will see people at sort of 8 weeks, their scar is literally pale. It doesn't feel tight. There's no woodiness in the tissues. And I'll say, look, this is really just, you know, you're a scar that what I would normally see at 6 months, you're at 2 months. I'll say, look, if you've run out of the StrataDerm, don't need anymore
mm-hmm.
because it's now faded.
You got it.
If the scar is still pink, and I'll tell people even at 6 months who have a bit of rosacea, tend to have redness, and the scar is still pink, I'll say, look, keep up. Your endpoint is for your massage, percussion is when everything feels comfortable, when it doesn't feel firm in the tissues, and when you look and say, yep, I don't see any redness.
Mm-hmm.
So some people, the occasion person, I'll say, look, keep using it for up to 9 months,
mm-hmm.
especially in kids. Kids take a much longer time to remodel their scar
yeah,
tissue.
Right.
Thank God they do get a good result in the longer term. Often the sad thing for kids is often we tend to think kids will heal well and they'll mm-hmm. bounce back. So we tend to do less on kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I really tell the parents, look, before Johnny goes to sleep at night, you know,
be vigilant. Yeah.
Just rub that little bit of StrataDerm into his cheek or on his lip scar or first thing in the morning before he goes off to school, you know, just a quick little kiss and wipe that on. Mm-hmm. You're doing a lot. You're then doing everything you can for him because mm-hmm. he won't worry about it.
Yeah.
He'll worry about it the year mark when he looks at you and you look at him and think, oh, God, was
could've
there something else we could have done?
Yeah, totally. Totally. I've done that with my kids. Should have done better.
Oh, no.
So tell me, because you're talking a lot about, because I know that facial surgery is a big part of your practice. So it can be used anywhere on the body though, hey?
Correct. Like, absolutely. Anything on the body. So mm-hmm. any scar. So for breast reduction, I do breast reductions, tummy tucks, you know, facelift sort of mm-hmm. surgery, especially around under the chin area.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Yeah.
My trick is what I usually do for most scars, you've got to support a scar early on because scars take at least 42 days mm-hmm. or 6 weeks before they've got sufficient strength. Sufficient strength meaning bursting strength to have a fall on. So if you cut your cheek for 6 weeks, the scar is taking its time to build up enough strength before you could fall on it, not to split it again, even if we've got internal sutures.
Mm-hmm.
So in that time, I'll say for patients, if the wound wasn't closed under a lot of tension, you can start your StrataDerm straight away after the sutures come out the next day. For patients where there's a bit of tension, maybe patients a bit flippant or, you know, clumsy, I'll use some tape, some skin-coloured tape. There's Micropore, there's a number on the market that we tape the scar to support the scar. Mm-hmm. It also maintains a bit of hydration similar to StrataDerm. And then once we stop that taping at about 4 or 5 weeks or 6 weeks, once the strength is back, straight away then say, right, now get onto the StrataDerm.
Yeah, right. And, you know, like some people have allergies to tape and stuff like that. Is there such, like, could there be an allergy to something like the silicon? Because I haven't heard of it, but I wondered myself.
There can be. I tell everybody there's, top of my head, I usually say there's most probably about a 1% risk because that's the sort of data for, you know, I usually say to patients, use a simple moisturiser like Cetaphil, Dermadrate, CeraVe, but, you know, there's going to be 1 in 100 patients say, oh, no, I'm sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
Silicone's a bit different. Silica itself is an inert substance.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, we use silicones in breast implants, but in some people, someone will develop a capsule or scar response to that. Mm-hmm. They develop a antibody response and secondary scarring.
Yeah.
But silica just on the skin is very rare that it'll create an allergic reaction. But most probably I would say every year I most probably treat, you know, 1,000 patients, you know, using the Strataderm with. Mm-hmm. Of that, I can count a handful or sort of ring me, so no, my skin gets very red and irritated. I think sometimes what the silicone will do will block the pores, especially around the nose, the thick, oily pores around the nose. When I'm telling patients to keep their skin clean, go to a beautician, use a nice exfoliant, keep everything nice, clean and hydrated, mm-hmm. it seems then ironic that I'm giving a silicone that may block the pores. Mm-hmm. That's why they should put it on sparingly. But if patients still keep coming in on whiteheads or blocked pores and irritating, in that person, I'll say, look, most probably on balance, you've got such oily skin, the silicone is just sort of compounding the factor and mm-hmm. we'll sort of not use it. So mm-hmm. I want my patients to feed me back that information.
Yeah, because I'm allergic to tape, but I'm not allergic to silicon. I wondered if there was specific allergies to that. Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. So can I just ask just for one last question? I know you mentioned it before, but we talked about how it flattens the scar. Mm-hmm. Can you explain, like in English that I might understand, like how that actually works to flatten the scar? Like how can like this layer of silicon work to help flatten? Just like it's not putty or anything. It's just like, I don't get it.
I know. So we used to use years ago silicone gel sheets. You know, they look like gelatine sheets that you sort of make and, you know, sort mm-hmm. of lay on the skin, but they were hard for patients. Imagine trying to keep a piece of gel stuck to your nose. Mm. Well, you got to then use some tape to keep it in place. It falls off when you're sort of running or sleeping in bed at night. So the oil, the silicone oil you apply on, what has been shown is scientifically, it gets absorbed in that outer layer of skin. And we have all different types of collagen, okay? There's, you know, immature type 3 collagen, there's type 6 collagen. But the mature collagen we're trying to get is a so-called type 1 collagen. It would appear that the silicones stimulate the collagen, the fibroblasts that make the scar tissue mm-hmm. to produce more of the type 1 collagen. And they hasten that. So they go much more quickly from the type 3 being laid down, the immature collagen, which is red, into the more mature type collagen. And so when you look at that under a microscope, that's why I draw the analogy to clouds. I love looking at the sky. Mm-hmm. Cumulus nimbus clouds, the big swirls and swells. That's type 3 collagen. It's bulging. It's huge. Imagine that in your skin. It'd be bulging and lumpy. Mm-hmm. But once you start making more of the type 1 collagen, the cirrus clouds, the flat, streaky clouds, that lays down. So everything's flattened, softens out. So one of my analogies is, as say the patients, when your scar is being made, it's a bit like a bricklayer arriving. His bricky's labor is just throwing bricks down. And that's what your body's just doing initially, trying to have enough product to get itself together. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're making. And that's why it's all just one big lump. Mm-hmm. Once you start using the silicone oils, that encourages the bricklayer to come and then get those bricks and make a nice wall, laying it down in parallel bricks.
Yeah.
And that's what it flattens.
Yeah, right.
And okay. As it does that, the vascularity is not as needed. Because it's not an inflammatory stage. Mm-hmm. We're in a more mature remodeling phase. So we're trying to get tissue that is inflamed, still mm. a battle, mm-hmm. to a mature remodeling phase to say everything's, let's get on to a healing process.
Yep. That makes sense. I can even I can understand that. Oh, that's awesome. Look, I got to say, like, that's been so interesting because, like, doesn't matter where on your body the scar is, you know, some people are bothered by scars, some people aren't. And especially if it's something visual that people can see, you do want to be able to get the best result. So you do want to make sure you're doing the right things. And like even just what you explained about those little nerve endings and stuff like that, I had no idea that that was, you know, the case. And I wish someone had explained that to me ages ago. But it makes so much sense. Like I've got to say, thank you so much for giving us that insight today.
Pleasure. So I think, you know, Strataderm, I use it. It's a part of my armamentarium.
Yeah.
I use it now prophylactically on all scars, especially in patients who've got keloid scars, hypertrophic scars, mm-hmm. certain skin types which lend themselves to a very thickened, persistently red scar. I'll use that. So I use it just universally because at least then people feel empowered that they've done everything they can. Mm-hmm. And then my job is to monitor how their body heals. Sometimes it's some laser. Sometimes it's a steroid injection to help soften the scar. There's different things that we tweak as we go.
Mm. And it's good because I like it that because it's relatively new on the market, it's really good that if something better than what you're using comes along, you're open to actually trying it and then finding that it's something great. Like, I love that. I love that.
Agree.
Yeah, awesome.
The only thing I wish they'd add is a little bit of sun protection factor, an SP factor 30-50, which product does have.
Yeah.
Because sun UV light does damage collagen regeneration. Mm-hmm. So we don't want people to have harsh sun exposure for at least 3 months on their scar early on.
Yeah.
It Strataderm may add a little bit of that one day, so they people don't
Strataderm.
Correct.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Pleasure.
Listeners, look, if you do want to find out more about Dr. John Flood, you can just slide into our DMs, check out the blog here as well, and listen to the podcast. But you'll find him in Sydney, Dr. John Flood. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure. Nice to meet you.
Got a burning question for Trish and Nick at Aesthetics Uncensored? Slide into their DMs on Instagram at Aesthetics Uncensored. Stay positive, boobs and chin high.